how would you describe how big of an undertaking it is to prepare for Denver Restaurant Week?
You know, the way you look at this is really imagine a Saturday night, 10 straight nights in a row. And we did some our own statistics and looked at this. If you look at how many meals and how many nights, it is actually over 400,000 meals are going to be served at Denver Restaurant Week over this period of time, which is amazing. So, you know, getting prepared for something like this as a restaurant is really critical. And I think the big reason why it is a lot of people come to Restaurant Week for the very first time for new restaurants. And that is their chance to make an amazing first impression with new restaurant folks coming in. And so to make sure you're prepared, make sure you're staffed, make sure you have all the product and supplies you need is essential for a great first impression.
So what are the key ingredients to make Restaurant Week successful for the customer and for the restaurateur?
You know, it's really preparing. It's taking an inventory of everything you have at the restaurant and getting ready for the fact that you're going to have back-to-back reservations for the whole period. And what we're seeing already is that the reservations are already established, piled up, and they're ready to go. The restaurants need to be ready to go as well. And we talk to our customers all the time and make sure that they have all the plateware, the glassware, all the takeout containers. It adds up to a very big operation. If you get behind, for example, just keeping the dishes clean as you go through your night, everything backs up. And as a result, the experience can be, you know, sometimes not as great as you'd expect. So we want to make sure our customers and restaurants are completely ready to go. It's a very exciting time for them to show what great foods and experience they have. And we just want to make sure as partners to them that they have everything they need to be successful.
So as president of Tundra Restaurant Supplies, give us some of the numbers about what are we talking about here as far as forks, spoons, knives, plates. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a lot.
Yeah, you know, we've been out here in the Front Range for over 20 years at Tundra, work at restaurants throughout Denver. And I will tell you, it is a big undertaking to be ready for. And based on our analysis, if you can imagine in 10 days, you have 900,000 forks, 450,000 spoons, 300,000 wine glasses. It is a considerable undertaking. And really, it here's the way I look at it. Someone running a restaurateur has one thing in mind. Make sure that experience is fantastic. The last thing they need to think about is their supplies and making sure they're prepared to make sure this is a success. And, you know, our job is to really help them achieve that so they could just focus on the amazing customer experiences that they're going to provide.
All right. What are some of the coolest gadgets right now out in restaurants that we may actually end up finding in our own homes?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of fantastic things that are out there today that think people are thinking about. I would say that some of the biggest trends I'll tell you is pickling, fermenting, fire roasting, smoking, developing hot food preparation. I think that a lot of restaurants are really differentiating themselves right now. We see a lot of customers looking for such things as cast iron containers that serve really small items like your mac and cheeses and vegetable gratins and unique desserts, rustic desserts, and really having a differentiated experience. We're seeing a lot of homemade ice cream now as a popular dessert this year. So, yeah, for folks at home and out restaurants, it's really finding a unique taste differences that are out there.
Wayne, we appreciate the time. Happy eating.
Yeah, same to you guys. I appreciate your time, too. Have a great day today.